in a secret lab somewhere in the Western Hemisphere. The perfect human specimen has been born. He has the strength of 10 men and the wisdom of 20. He also has a twin brother.
Hello and welcome to the 22nd Skinon podcast.
22nd?
Yes.
And the Oscar goes to...
John Lithgow, for whatever he wants.
Yes.
Because we love John Lithgow.
Yes. There should be more John Lithgow in the world.
Absolutely. So, the three of us are back to our normal routine. Yeah, we're going to start with some sad and somber news again. Death of another screen icon.
After we recorded the last one, sadly.
Yeah, this time Lauren Bacall.
Oh.
Lived a full life, though.
There was no kind of cut short.
Yeah.
But still sad enough, as it goes.
And she certainly made the most of it. Think of the great roles she left behind. Big Sleep, To Have and Have Not. That, as debuts go, few of them are as memorable as To Have and Have Not.
Big Sleep's magnificent.
You know, the whistle, don't you, Jay?
I do indeed.
If Bogey hadn't replied to that question, it would have sucked all the sexiness out of that.
Yes,
you know, the whistle, don't you, Sam? Well, as a matter of fact, I do. Oh. Okay, then.
Yeah, it's a sad day. The photographs, then, you see the ton of photographs of her. My God, what a woman.
Indeed.
Sorry, I know she's a great actress and everything, but good Lord.
Oh, stunning.
Stunning one.
Yeah,
an icon, dare
an
I say.
Awful lot of the obituaries have not been about her work, but have been about the fact that she was an amazing-looking woman, which is sad, because her body work was quite something.
Oh, yeah.
She was a commanding screen presence, and not just because of her beauty, that those husky tones.
Yeah.
And she always played characters that just, I suppose, ever just one step ahead of everybody else, even Bogey.
I'll never lose an opportunity to bring Bertha up, Jonathan Glazerstone, but one of her kind of later roles.
And
she's fantastic.
Excellent,
really, really good.
She's an excellent performance from an all-round good cast.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Her one and only Oscar nomination was for The Mirror Has Two Faces. That's not a great film.
No.
But she is having a... She is great in it.
She's great in everything.
She was. I can't think of a single bad performance. She's in plenty of bad films, mind.
If you've a long enough career like that, you're going to be.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Dogville.
Yes. Lars.
Yeah. Of all... You wouldn't think someone like Lauren Bacall working with Lars von Trier, but there you go.
I love Dogville.
Me too.
One of the kind of finer cinema viewings that was... I think it was the record most walkouts I've seen in the cinema. Because I saw in a multiplex, and I think people just came in, saw Nicole Kidman on the poster, and went to see if they even... research in any significant way. There was a collective jaw drop after about 10 minutes, and then people just started leaving en masse.
It is decidedly uncinematic.
Oh, it's a theater piece, essentially, on the screen.
It's
great. It's really, really good.
It is.
Kidman's had a few of those roles that where, you know, you, if you're going just to see Nicole Kidman, you will get an absolute laugh.
Eyes Wide Shut comes
Eyes
to mind.
Eyes Wide Shut, Paperboy as well.
But that's dreadful, though. So there's good enough reasons to be leaving the cinema for that.
That's a downer.
Yeah.
Please, nobody else die between now and next week. That'd be great.
I know. There was two mornings in a row last week where I had to wake up to sad news. The third morning, I just had to keep my fingers crossed before I checked any news.
Moving on to better news,
excellent.
Or at least news of... different news, and back to John Lithgow, and this is what got him on my mind. He's recently been talking about Pixar's The Good Dinosaur and about how they've completely reimagined the film. So basically, he went in, he recorded his entire role in the film, and now they've gone back to restructured the entire thing. So the Good Dinosaur was meant to come out this year, but it's not coming out until November of 2015 now, because Pixar decided that it wasn't ready and changed it up, and meant that Pixar were without a film in 2014.
This is worrying, isn't it?
Though?
Are anybody else worried?
Well, I have two trains of thought on this. First of all, it's good that a studio can admit, okay, this product isn't up to scratch yet.
It doesn't necessarily mean it won't be. Yeah.
But this has happened before with Pixar.
Yeah.
It's not generally led to good things.
Well, Brave was one of them.
There you are, you see. Brave is not as good as it should be. It's fine.
They've been on a bit of a worrying run.
They have.
That's the worry.
I know Niall, and I share his sentiments on this. We're hopeful that that will turn around with
Inside Out. Yeah, next July.
Which looks like a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
We've seen previews of The Good Dinosaur, which looks sweet.
Yeah.
Dare I say, toothless, but sweet.
But they need it. I think at this stage they need something, don't they?
I have higher hopes for Inside Out than this.
Yeah.
But what on earth are they up to when they have to go and retool the whole thing?
Well, it's better that they do than release something half-assed, you know. So,
well, yeah, but then again, we did get Cars 2, so they're not infallible.
Yeah, but Cars 2 makes more money from merchandise than any other. The Cars franchise makes more money from merchandise than any other Disney property.
Hooray!
But we're not
Pixar
talking
is
about
cynical
that,
as everyone else.
We're like, that's a
they're
kind of
part of Disney. So.
That's a Disney mentality, though, isn't it?
Mm.
That was always the worry, and sadly it's coming to a pass.
I do not own any Cars merchandise. I'm keeping it that way.
Have kids, and you won't have a choice. Right, so aside from Lick Out, the film will have has a great voice cast in it. It's got Frances McDormand, Bill Hader, Neil Patrick Harris, Judy Greer. You know, so
Judy Greer! Yay! Yes.
Doesn't have Liam Neeson, though.
No, sadly. It's
disappointing.
Sadly.
Hi, buddy!
Too bad!
We will never, ever tire of that.
No, yeah, no, we won't.
So, moving swiftly on.
Aww.
Johnny Depp.
No.
Yes,
I could talk about this. This is fun. This I kind of...
What's he in?
Johnny Depp and his daughter have signed up to star in Kevin Smith's new film alongside Kevin Smith's daughter.
What? Whoa. I'm sorry. I'm choking on my drink here. What?
Yep.
Johnny Depp and Kevin Smith.
I said this last night on Twitter. It's like they met up in the mid-90s and said, let's have a long-form race to the bottom.
And it looks like they're going to tie
perfectly.
Oh.
There's no news. I care less about
that. Well, it's not that care less, but... Okay, we know Depp has just been plummeting down.
He's demeaning himself, really, if I'm making a better phrase.
Off the top of my head, probably the last good film he had was Sweeney Todd. After that... And he was already on a downhill trend before that.
Yeah.
That was a blip. Kevin Smith, up and down. And when he's down, he's really down.
Yeah.
And when he's up, it's not quite up as good as it should be.
It's been a while.
Dare I say Clerks 2?
Clerks,
I have a soft
yeah, I would agree.
Clerks 2 is his last good one. Yeah.
Some great moments.
Yeah.
But this is worrying.
Yeah.
What's the film?
The film's called Yoga Hosers. And
I beg your pardon?
It's called Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, that trips off the tongue. Excuse me, one for what's this, the Yogi Bear sequel? Good things come in bears, you know.
Oh, good lord.
That was the tagline. Don't judge me.
It's about 2 15-year-old yoga fanatics who are played by Kevin Smith's daughter, Harley Quinn Smith, and by Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp.
I'm sorry, who's a yoga fanatic at 15?
This is horrible.
Is this not just dirty old man bait?
I'm not done yet with what the plot is.
Oh, good
right,
Lord Christ. We wait.
So, they have a party, and an ancient evil rises from beneath the ground.
Right.
And they need to team up with Johnny Depp to fight the...
And presumably they have to defeat this evil via the medium of yoga.
Bingo.
What?
That's a bingo.
I was being stupid here. What?
No, yeah, everything that they learned in their yoga comes into force. So basically, it's the end of the world, or the one from last year.
World's End.
No, not the World's End, the other one.
This is the end.
Except with, teenagers.
That sound you hear is Lauren McCall turning over in her grave.
Why, was she a yoga enthusiast?
She just appeared in films for this
we gave up ourselves.
God damn you, Johnny Depp.
So we also have Justin Long, Michael Parks, Haley Joel Osment, Jennifer Swalback, who is Kevin Smith's wife.
Oh, I like her.
In the all in the film. So
I'm sorry, but does anyone remember
Adam Brody?
Ah, he's okay.
Yep. So.
There are porn movies I look forward to seeing more than this.
They probably have better plots.
Yes.
Does anyone remember that terrible bit in The Lost World Jurassic Park where there's a girl who actually kills a velociraptor using gymnastics? This sounds like that extended to feature length. It sounds just as bad, if not worse. No. And presumably it's a comedy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Pity, because if they played it straight, I might have got some laughs out of it. No.
Boo-doo.
Thank you. Count me out.
I was never in.
Sorry, I'm going to bring it up now. Benedict Cumberbatch. We like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Everybody likes Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's going to voice Shere Khan in the Jungle Book Origins.
Who cares?
Andy Serkis. It's Shere Khan. Benedict Cumberbatch's voice is amazing.
But we already have the Jungle Book.
Yes, but now we're looking at typecasting here. He's not just a voice actor. For God's sake, and this is why this actually makes me look forward more to the Imitation Game. You know, have him play somebody real on screen instead
like
of another animation, like Sherlock Holmes, if you want.
Yeah.
Except he's a character, Jay.
Also, I prefer John Lee Miller. But anyway, he's a better Sherlock Holmes, and it's a better program.
I keep hearing
it is.
Elementary is good fun.
It is.
I don't know if I'm quite willing to go with it being a better program.
I think Sherlock is actually dreadful. Dreadful. Although I do love Martin Freeman.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So, the other Shere Khan, the one in Jon Favreau's Jungle Book, is Idris Elba.
Now that's a
I'm getting behind that one. I'm planting my flag firmly in that camp.
I'm with Idris on this.
I'm definitely with Idris.
Yeah.
Still, as they go, they're not bad. They're not a bad pair.
No, but I would like to see that fight. It'd be like Fight Club. Tall guys fight to their burger.
Luther versus Sherlock.
Oh, when you put it like that, you see?
Luther every time.
Every time.
Every time.
See, that would be an amazing...
He'll nail him to the cathedral door.
It'd be an amazing crossover.
Yes, he would. Yes, it would.
Wrong Luther, I know, but damn it, it works for me.
I'll take a Luther pun any day of the week.
We have news of Juan Antonio Bayona's next film, which is A Monster Call, which has got Liam Neeson and Felicity Jones in it. Now it's got Sigourney Weaver and Toby Kebbell.
Oh, that's a promising cast. Yeah. I haven't seen The Impossible, which is Bayona's last film.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Calm down. I know you don't like it.
Oh, yes. All those nameless poor people ignored.
But let's say it's the white people.
Yes.
It's horrible.
The white English people who aren't actually true because they're actually Spaniards.
It's horrible. they play Spaniards. No, we once couldn't be any less Spanish. It's a horrible film. I mean, horrible. I felt I had to have a shower afterwards for many reasons.
The opening,
the wave.
The wave is... That is incredibly
good. But
that's not the first time I've seen a wave scene as
it's also
incredible
too
and
soon
just,
to base something on it. Anyway, yeah. I'm it's
but there have been sooner than that. There was Clint Eastwood's Hereafter, which is foul.
Yeah,
that's Matt Damon's worst film.
Oh, he's boring in that. He's actually boring.
That's a terrible film.
Yeah, really is.
I'm going to punch Bayona. Can we
Sigourney Weaver, right?
No, I won't let you because he gave us The Orphanage.
Yeah.
Which is overrated.
But I like it.
It's okay.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sorry, Niall.
And Niall's
angry. I thought you finished, Niall.
No, I haven't. No, but I'm just saying that her recent run, right? So she's in Neil Blomkamp's new Chappie. So
it better be better than
she's
Lisa.
In Exodus, Gods and Kings.
No.
Oh, speaking of foreign people.
Playing an ancient Egyptian queen. That makes sense.
Yeah, and she's in that back in Avatar.
7, 8, 9, 10 and 11.
Despite the fact that her character died in the first one.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
It's James Cameron. Nobody cares. Except the 2 billion... quid that was it. Far that nobody cares.
Yes, no one cares.
No one should care, but they do somehow. I don't know how he does it.
Things that you love, talking about Morton.
Oh, great.
Come on, Simon Pegg.
Oh.
Oh, good God. Did you just deliberately put this together for me? This is like a greatest hits.
It's working well so far. Go on. What's Peggy up to now?
Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg are back.
Together. Yay!
Yeah, and they're going to do a new trilogy.
Series of space, please.
No, they're going to do a new trilogy of more new films.
What? So after the Cornetto trilogy, what? The Feast trilogy?
The Chocolate trilogy.
The Super Split trilogy?
The Brunch trilogy.
What comes...
Ooh. No, that sounds too classic. Far too classic for them.
Also, really it sounds like a sequel to The Breakfast Club. The Brunch trilogy.
Don't you... Oh God! Yeah.
So what's this going to be about then?
Does anyone care?
No, they just talked about doing it, and they haven't said much of anything yet. But Nick Frost and Simon Pegg are going to reprise their Shaun of the Dead characters in Phineas and Ferb.
No.
Yeah, in the Phineas and Ferb Halloween special.
I wish they'd just go away.
Leave
Phineas and Ferb are fine. I'm talking about Simon Pegg and man.
And Nick Frost.
Please go away. Stop acting. Sorry, just stop.
Jay, tell us what you really think.
Right. Okay, right. We're going to actual people that you like. Right, Paul Giamatti.
Hey!
Yeah, we're talking.
Paul Giamatti is going to play NWA's manager in Straight Outta Compton.
A bio.
You got the long way
the
around to say it.
The founding of NWA. Simple. So, F. Gary Gray is directing?
No. Not good.
Yeah, so...
You almost had me at Giamatti.
You had me at Giamatti, then you lost me with the guy who gave us Be Cool.
Oh, God. The crimes against cinema.
Yeah.
I forgot he gave us that.
So did he.
Oh, that's mixed news. Yeah. What else do we know about Straight Outta Compton?
We know that O'Shea Jackson Jr., which is Ice Cube's son, is going to play, well, I assume, Ice Cube.
Normally, I wouldn't...
That'd be magnificent, actually. I'd like to see that again.
Yeah. I'm back in at the mention of Ice Cube, only after 22 Jump Street. Yeah, it's
Ice
hilarious.
Cube
is great.
Ice Cube isn't going to be in it.
But his son is.
You might
have a cameo as his dad.
Yeah. We have Jason Mitchell. That would be very, very weird.
That would.
We have Jason Mitchell as Eazy-E, Corey Hawkins as Dr. Dre, and then we also have Aldous Hodge, Neil Brown Jr., and Corey Reynolds making up the rest of it.
I've got one question, though. Who plays Vanilla Ice as himself? Come on!
Vanilla Ice as himself. That would be...
I don't want to see this movie.
He's a bit old.
This could be played as a
have
comedy.
Have you seen Cool as Ice?
Yes.
Ah, then you know my pain. And you know my objections.
It's his drift.
It's awful.
Like everything he's done. But
then don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
So, I mean, that kind of move.
The thing about Paul Giamatti's going to play Jerry Heller, who was like involved in... he was the record producer for them. And he was involved with Elton John and REO Speedwagon and Journey before he got involved with NWA. So,
It sounds like a pretty rote kind of biopic, and then when you realise the material, and Paul Giamatti's in it.
Yeah, and the fact that the band eventually sued Paul Giamatti Jerry Heller for the mismanagement of their funds and stuff. So, you know.
Wow.
Corporate weasel. I could see Giamatti playing that. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be better than Rhino.
Still, though, it gives me hope.
This is true.
This gives me great hope for my dreams of a Wu-Tang Clan biopic starring Daniel Day-Lewis's Old Dirty Bastard.
I'm looking for Buena Vista Social Club with Idris Elba and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah, but we have Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, I know, but I'd just like to see Morgan Freeman.
I want to see Foster and Adam and Michael Fassbender and Daniel Day-Lewis. Let's get that going. That's the movie I want to see.
Give it to
Herzog. Get on to that, Jim Sheridan.
Give it to Herzog. What would he make of those?
Herzog says Foster and Adam.
Well, you have to. You have the Charlie thing that RT is going to do where you have...
With the wigs?
You have Aidan Gillen playing Charlie Haughey and Tom Von Lawler as PJ Mara.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
I hope it's better than it looks.
Yeah, we'll hope so, but we all know the best portrayal of Charlie Haughey was Dermot Morgan.
Yes. Also, Aidan Gillen's just going to, you know, do his Game of Thrones...
Accent.
Weird Calvary
where
accent.
Where am I from today?
The whole thing.
Well, Haughey had a very distinct way of talking, so he'll have to nail that.
Gillen has a very distinct way of talking.
Well, when he settles on it, yeah.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. And finally, in the news section, we have Fury. David Ayer's Fury is set to close the London Film Festival. So if Philip actually goes, he can get to see Fury.
I'll see if I can. Depends on the dates. It's the closing film, so... I will hope to be there for a number of days, but if I can see Fury, I will. The only other films that have been announced for us are The Imitation Game and the new film with Björk, of all people.
Yeah.
When is the London Film Festival?
It is running from the 8th to the 19th of October.
Do we think Inherent Vice might get a squeak?
We don't know. The full lineup will be announced next month.
That would be amazing.
It won't show. It's showing in New York.
Toronto.
Yeah, so it won't show it.
No, but there's a lot of films that could. I am keeping my fingers crossed for a lot of different films. Inherent Vice would be one, but as you say, it probably won't.
No.
I'd say...
We get some
I have a list as long as my arm. I'll come back to you on that. There's a lot of potential.
Because Toronto's on at the end of next month, you will get some funds over.
Yeah.
Birdman, I'm hoping.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it, though?
I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
So, the thing, Fury is the closing film, which is the 19th of October, but it's actually released generally on the 24th, so you know, you're not getting that much.
Am I the only one really, really underwhelmed by the trailer?
No, you're not. Well, it's not that I'm underwhelmed by the trailer. I'm more underwhelmed by the talent involved.
And if anyone has seen Sabotage, you're very, very, very concerned about what David Ayer is doing lately.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be more concerned, except he did also direct End of Watch, which I liked more than
I hate it. Oh, I had major problems with it. But the two casts are great.
I had problems with it as well, but on the whole, I liked it.
I quite liked it.
It's better than Sabotage.
At some point, somebody will mention a film that I like. I swear it'll happen before the end of this podcast.
You're having a bad day, Jay.
Well, we're going to move on to the top 10. So.
Yay! I haven't seen any of these, so it doesn't matter.
Really?
No.
Oh, well.
Excellent. At 10.
Some of these you're lucky.
Straight in at number 10 to go straight back out.
We hold.
Simon Pegg in Hector and the Search for Happiness.
For the first week, theatre location average of €800. We're saying goodbye to this pretty much straight away.
We'll hope so. Mind you, even if we're at number one, I'd hope we'd say goodbye to it next week.
We know the reviews for this. Everybody knows the reviews for this. Yeah. Everybody seems to hate it universally.
Robbie Collin said that it's detestable and up
that was
there
a
with,
funny review.
With the Holocaust, basically. which... Yeah,
it's probably overstating it somewhat, but the review did make you laugh.
You think?
Just a tad.
Yeah. We've had our laugh at World War II already. Let's not go down that route again.
Well, I'm no fan of Pegs, as I've said, so this just confirms everything that's bad about him, I think.
I'm not a fan of Pegs either, but the worst part is he's dragging a really talented cast down with him. Tony Collette, Rosamund Pike, Christopher Plummer, Stellan Skarsgård. How did they get these great people in this?
Throw money at them. I have no idea because the trailer looks abominable.
I don't know how they actually get all those people with money because it looks quite cheap too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. At 9, and hanging on in there, but not for long.
Fairly respectable.
Yep. House of Magic, the children's animated film.
There you go. Animated. That's the key. This is the year of the animation.
We should make an animated film.
You said this before.
There's money in that racket.
Yeah,
aren't we animated
enough? Idiot can make one of Arnie.
I don't believe that.
No. I mean, the fact that this has been made, fine, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
No,
but by any account.
I'm not talking about good. I'm just talking about successful.
Jay, that's not like you. You're not that cynical.
On the animation front, and I really should have put it in news, but it's completely slipped my mind. Song of the Sea, Cartoon Saloon's one, is going to show at TIFF.
Oh, Toronto,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's a much better looking animated film than this, and hopefully that will do much better than this as well. At 8, and a much better animated film, is How to Train Your Dragon 2.
1.5 million.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing,
but
on the whole though, while it's not probably as much as it deserves, it's holding steady. It's not having big drops every week. It started steady. It's holding. It's 8 weeks in the charts.
I was going to say that's actually a good run. I mean, it's not the next movie is totals, but like, what is?
Yeah,
the next movie is at number 7. Mrs. Brown's Boys, the movie, which
also out eight weeks now,
and closing on the 4 million mark.
Will she make it?
No, probably not. But then when the home release comes out, it'll make a bomb again. So and then it'll
be shown. Imagine that for Christmas.
Every Christmas on RTE
early December
until the end of time.
Oh, yay.
So, yeah.
You don't have to watch it though, Phil.
Thank God.
Yeah. Nope, UTV Ireland are launching next year, so you get to turn over the channel and watch Pat Kenny.
Well, thanks, but I already have UTV from Britain, or ITV, so why would I need UTV Ireland? Because they're going to show much the same stuff.
At 6... animated film.
Oh, Christ.
The Nut Job.
Yeah. Do you know what? Screw this. I'm going home. I'm going to go write that animated script right now. I'll drop it into Brown Bag Films in the morning.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Hello to Brown Bag Films, by the way. Fine work that they do. I wouldn't insult you with a script of mine.
Or with the script for The Nut Job.
Yeah.
Indeed. Although, again, it's a good grief. 3 weeks and it's got over €330,000.
Yep.
Not too shabby.
Squirrels, man. Squirrels.
At 5, animated movie. Oh!
Please make it end.
It's Planes 2, Fire and Rescue.
Oh, God. But thankfully, it's not making a lot.
No. The sequel
which
to
is
the
good
film that nobody asked for, that nobody wants.
Which is a follow-up to a film and a sequel that nobody cared for.
You say nobody wants, and yet it has grossed €215,000.
That's not a lot of money.
Which is less than The House of Magic.
And a nut job by some distance.
Yeah, and somebody's
going to see.
Oh, good Lord, I'll tell you, it puts Hector and the Search for Happiness into perspective. €23,000.
Yeah, Planes, Tree in his third week made more than Hector and the Search for Happiness in his first week.
Well, this could be one of the low ones of the year.
In terms of per location average. Yeah. Yeah. At four, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Still holding on there 5 weeks in the charts and still in top four.
Excellent.
2.3 million.
Excellent performance from all involved. I'm just glad when something with at least two brain cells to rub together is still in the top five after 5 weeks.
Sadly, with no brain cells to rub together, is The Expendables 3 at number three.
Now, this is its first weekend. Underperforming just over 116,000. Now, how much of this can we put down to the leaking of the print multiple head release?
Do we put this down to
fatigue of the franchise and the fact that it's not good?
And the betrayal of its fans by making it.
Yeah, PG-13
was a bad idea, and as backfired spectacularly, I would have thought.
You didn't.
Goodwill
like
is gone.
I didn't.
No, Will has reviewed it for us. He didn't like it either.
It said it only made 15 million first weekend in the States as well.
It's not
which
good.
Which it's not going to do anything but looks at.
Goodbye, Sly. Back to the drawing board.
Well, it looked bloated. It looked lazy. It looked everything.
It looked like The Expendables.
With the fact that The Last Stand has done badly, The Expendables 3 is doing badly, The Sabotage was awful. Are we seeing the end of Jerry Action?
I could live with that.
Well, more specifically, Arnie. He doesn't sell.
At least Sly has franchises. He can resurrect whatever for another go around.
Well, admittedly, he did make a bad fist with that when he made Rocky Balboa.
True.
That ain't bad.
But he could reboot those and start it all again if he wanted to. He has franchises that are worth money. Arnie's got nothing.
Arnie's coming back for Terminator Genesis.
Nobody cares.
But nobody cares. Nobody's cared about that franchise since the third one.
I wasn't even a big fan of the second one, but we're not going to get into it.
Yeah, we know that.
Did I mention that before?
Something about you not liking James Cameron.
I've heard this before.
I kept this really under the radar for the last couple of years, so I'm surprised that's actually known.
Arnie doesn't sell. Sly really needs to up his game, and you know all those names. It doesn't matter.
It's exhaustive.
Unless they're going to be linked to a franchise, because at least Harrison Ford will have the new Star Wars movies. Mel Gibson, yeah, good night.
Well, he's the best thing in it.
Still, he's in this.
What can I ask? Is Van Damme back?
No.
He played Villain. He had to be back.
Yeah, but he played Jean Villain in the last film.
That was perfect casting.
And died. Post said afterwards that he could come back as his twin brother, Claude.
If he'd have kept this film at a proper rating and brought back Van Damme as his twin brother, it would have made three or four times better than me. I'm saying that now. Idiots, one and all.
Yep. It needs
a twin brother evil car. What a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant
idea.
It's
so monumentally stupid. I love it.
Why so do I? I want to see that movie.
It needs a healthy, good dose injection of Steven Seagal.
Even that.
Breaking
now.
Men's arms Seagal, left, right, and center.
Seagal versus Van Damme. Who doesn't want to see that?
I do.
Me, I don't.
No, I want to see that. Want to see that.
I don't know. There's only so much cheese I can take before my left ventricle clamps shut.
Rutger Hauer as the bad guy.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Gary Busey.
No. Rutger Hauer has done the respectable thing. He's made a Nolan movie, and then he took the piss out of himself with Hobo with a Shotgun. He's done. He's fine. He's above this.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Anyway, at number two.
An animated film in all but name.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
I feel like Austin Powers here. Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
I'm sorry, I'm going to go see it again before it leaves the
What's
cinema.
What's wrong?
I'll
probably go this weekend.
What's wrong with you?
It's just so much fun.
No. Yes. It's not as fun as you think, and even if it was, that's not enough to carry a film. It's not. I demand a bit more investment in the story than just being fun.
Say what you really mean, Philip.
Yes.
Don't hold them back.
And at number one, and holding on to...
we're moving on quickly there.
Holding on to the number one spot. Yeah, before Philip says anything contentious, I'm moving on.
Contentious? I'm not being contentious. I am being valid here.
The Inbetweeners 2.
Oh, blimey. Actually, that's okay.
That's pretty good for 2 weeks.
Look at that for 2 weeks. 1.3 million. That's incredible.
That's impressive.
Damn.
For a comedy.
That's very impressive. That's real money.
It's breaking records in the UK as well.
Wow.
Look at the screen average.
Incredibly popular.
Nearly 6,000 per screen.
In its second week.
That's incredible.
Damn.
And it opened early. It opened on a Wednesday.
That's true.
Good lord.
So.
Surely they'd have to keep them shaven and do the in-between the
stream. They've said themselves they're not going to do it.
Just throw it. Just park up a truck full of cash outside the house. They'll do it.
Where are we sending them now?
To Mars. It doesn't matter. People will go and see them.
In-betweeners in space.
I'd see it.
It's the next logical step.
It's essentially a carry-on film. So you can send them anywhere you damn well like.
It's better than any carry-on film they could make these days.
Mm. I liked carry-on films back in the day.
But you know, as they got on, they went on, they got worse. They got raunchier. They got horrible.
I always liked Sid James.
To see what happened if James Trainor's rock.
Do bear in mind, Sid James is long dead.
Yeah, no, I'm not suggesting you should bring him back because you know
it could be funnier than anything that'd be in the film otherwise.
Yeah, just replace him with Russell Brand.
Don't. If anybody's listening, do not take us up on that suggestion. Dear God, no.
If you sent the in-betweeners to Japan, that could be interesting.
Oh God, could you imagine the culture of racism? Could you imagine it just never ending? Although Lost in Translation did a lot and got away with it because it's arty.
It did get away with quite a lot,
didn't it?
And because Bill Murray, you know.
Also, that's
Bill Murray is that film's saving grace.
That's my number one on my list of films that gets worse and worse the more you watch it. From starting off at a good point.
Interesting.
Doesn't stand up.
I watched it the first time. I didn't care for it. I watched it a second time. Still didn't care for it. I'm not going for a third.
Don't.
Mind you, I'm a big fan of the opening credits.
Big fan.
I like the ending. I like any ambiguous ending to a film.
Ambiguous has to, you know, it has to have some kind of resonance beyond whisper.
It kind of chickened out a little bit.
It did.
It was kind of inferring poetry when it just really.
Although we did get a nice meme out of it earlier in the year where basically they showed a picture and what he says is Hail Caesar. Hydra. Hail Hydra, which is.
Yeah.
Hail Caesar would also be good.
I do like Bill Murray. That's who does.
Who doesn't? Exactly.
And on to what's out this week. So this week we have two films that are out on Wednesday. Which is today, the day of recording, and so today we have What If opening and The Devil
Deliver Us from Evil,
yeah, which puts the big D, so that there's D in Evil, yeah. So
by all accounts, it's not good.
This is the point I like.
Love Eric Bana. I really want
me
to
too.
Eric Bana hasn't done. When was the last time Eric Bana did a good film?
Munich.
That's not today or yesterday, is it? That's a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What's he made since then? Some people might argue Funny People, but that's not that funny.
Someone! I would like to see the idiot that would argue Funny People in front of me tonight.
These people exist, I warn you.
Who are you, people?
Sorry.
He's been fine in bad films.
Star Trek's fun.
Star Trek is fun, but
he's alright, actually. Yeah, he's okay.
It really doesn't have despite him, though. Hannah.
I like Hannah.
I did not like Hannah. It's a walking soundtrack. It's a very silly
movie.
It's like, oh, we're living fine. Do you know what we should do? Yeah. We should activate a button that gets people coming after us. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? And then we get into trouble and peril.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? Because it's in the script.
It's no stupider than most of the plots of some films that come out.
And Eric Bana has a silly beard. And it's a silly film.
It's enjoyably silly, though. Mind you, I can't place what the heck Cate Blanchett's doing in it, though.
It's a very odd
film.
It derails spectacularly.
It's trying to be Run Lola Run, but it does not.
But we have Run Lola Run. We don't need another one.
Do you remember how big Run Lola Run was when it came out? You are too young, were you, in the cinema?
I love Run Lola Run.
And the IFI, I think it was the most successful film in the IFI ever for years.
Really?
Sold out.
Great film.
Just a little bit before my time.
I saw it in the IFI. It's fantastic. It's rare that I'd be hesitant to revisit it.
My love for Franca Potente is still
she's
there
great.
Because
she's,
of that.
Yeah, great.
Marvelous actress. But anyway, we're getting way off the point here.
Bring it all in.
Lone Survivor. He's actually decent in
Yeah, but we're talking about the quality of the films.
Come on,
no. I think he's
a
fine
good film.
We're talking. I think he's a fine actor.
Yeah, well then you have to go back to.
I think he needs a strong director to bring the best out of him. I think.
Yeah, so it's no coincidence that we thought the last really good film he was in was Spielberg.
Yeah, he did a bit of voice work at Miriam
Max. One with Ang Lee and one with Spielberg are the standouts that he's made.
The
last
Chopper
10
with
years.
Andrew Dominik as well.
Yeah,
back in the day.
That's why I'm hesitant to bring up Star Trek because Abrams just
Abrams is a fine director.
I like Star Trek, and more importantly, I like Star Trek Into Darkness. And I think people are being very, very harsh.
People are being
I think you're being very harsh on Hannah.
I stand by my review.
I stand by your review as well. Though.
So anyway,
never to change. I mean, that's a rare thing.
Deliver us from evil, which was what we were talking about.
Were we?
Just looks dreadful.
It looks like every generic exorcism movie you've ever seen.
And it's like, it has every plot of what you like. It's the priest, and what good
Based
God, it's a
on
renegade.
Story
it's
well.
A renegade oh. priest. It's like, oh, for
and from
Pete's
the
sake.
And from the director of Sinister.
Sinister, I'm sorry, it's really, really good.
I'm sorry, but it is not. It has a couple of moments.
You're
and
insane.
Other than that,
it's
no,
not,
you're
it's very,
insane.
No, you're insane.
No, you're
we're
insane.
Hell.
we're really getting off point here. It just delivers from evil, by all accounts, just no. Ramirez is in it too. Stop wasting good people on these
listen,
films.
They signed up.
See, the thing about Scott Derrickson is you're willing to give him a pass for Sinister, but I'm not willing to give him a pass for The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, true.
I didn't even see it, such as my disdain for the idea.
Although it did do one thing correct, it cast Keanu Reeves as basically a robot. So
true.
Really, that if you can't do that.
Yeah, that's.
But What If is out today as well, and I really like What If. It's a lovely film. It's When Harry Met Zoe is, you know.
Oh dear, Daniel Radcliffe and Zoe Kazan.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
But it has an awful lot of the tropes that are in When Harry Met Sally, but it's that's no bad thing because that's a great film.
Radcliffe's a bit of a charmer on screen, though, isn't he? I think like
he's
has
better
something.
Than people give him credit for.
He has a certain charisma. He has that kind of low key.
The thing is, he's not a standard chiselled leading man. He looks like a regular guy.
He has an endearing kind of quality to him, but it's not Hugh Grant. It doesn't move over into cloying kind of aware of that kind of, I'm such an Englishman.
Exactly. You know what? He's a genuinely regular, nice guy. Yeah. And those are the kind of people we need more of.
I completely agree.
You can see in the interview that Graham did with him last week that
now available on the website.
Yeah, he comes across. He's very chatty. You know? He's very. I was like, Jesus, you'd be there for ages trying to get an answer of no. He's just never stops talking.
And he's great in QA as well. Just a random.
That's true. That's very.
I was very funny when he was on QA.
Yeah, I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
So he seems like an all-round good egg. Good
he
on
does.
Him.
He does.
And good on him.
And Zoe Kazan is just lovely. She is. She
seems quite sweet.
She didn't write this one.
Thank God. That's more the meh element. But yeah, that's fair enough. She's okay on screen. I'm fine with that.
And Adam Driver.
Who doesn't love Adam Driver?
Adam Driver is amazing in it because he's playing this sort of like caddish guy. And it's just, it's just.
Adam brilliant. Driver's just going to go stratospheric, isn't he? I mean.
Like,
he's really talking about some girls, really, was the kind of where he came from. But like, you're talking about.
Davis.
He's great. And.
Wow. Great with
Star Wars.
I mean,
he's
going to go big. He's going to
make
good
him.
For him.
No, he's great. I really like him.
He's genuinely the best thing in most things that he does.
I agree with that.
Mm.
And he's really good in this, but he's not the best thing because the chemistry between the main two is just brilliant.
Chemistry when it comes to any kind of romance, comedy or otherwise, chemistry between your leads is so underrated. It is necessary.
It's everything, and it almost never there.
It's true.
We also have Rafe Spall.
I like Chris Ball.
Chris Ball plays
not as much as Timothy, but I do like.
But he hasn't fallen far from the tree.
No, he hasn't. That's it.
Rafe Spall plays
Mr. Turner. Of course, is going to be at London.
I cannot wait to see Mr. Turner.
Oh God, Mike Lee. Yes,
and for a third time, Rafe Spall plays Zoe Kazan.
Sorry, Niall, you're here for a second.
He plays Zoe Kazan's
boyfriend.
Oh.
And Daniel
the plot
plays
thickens.
Daniel plays her friend
who wants to be the boyfriend.
Who wants friend to be zone. The boyfriend. Exactly. Who is that? It was originally called the F word.
Ah, okay.
And then they retitled it to What If. So.
Actually, a better title. It's a nicer title.
Mm. Brian has reviewed this for us. He says it's okay. As you say, there's a lot of tropes to it, but on the whole, it's quietly charming.
Chemistry will get you over a lot of plot inconsistencies, a lot of jokes.
If anything,
if you've got chemistry, it'll get you.
And if you've got really good chemistry, it'll launch you stratospheric.
Yeah. And it's very funny. I mean, it is very funny.
A funny comedy. There's a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
A funny rom-com.
Funny rom-com, exactly.
Good God, yeah. What kind of world is this?
I know, there've been a dearth of good rom-coms this year.
See, the key was, don't put Kate Hudson or Katherine Heigl in it.
Or Adam Sandler.
Or Cameron Diaz.
And then you have it, you know,
that is a...
By the way, the trailer for Jason Reitman's new one is out now, and it has Adam Sandler in it.
Yeah.
For which?
Jason Reitman's
me,
new one.
Me, yourself, and I, or
I'm giving up.
Something
whatever
like
it's called, I can't. And not after Labor Day. I can't put myself through that again.
I didn't
plus,
see Labor
Adam Sandler, no. I don't care how promising that trailer might look to
punch
people.
Your glove.
No. Well, come on. That was a flash in the pan. A wonderful
it, at this
in
point,
pan.
It really seems like it is. We thought maybe this would change things, but it didn't.
I await the actual film, but my God, I'm being hesitant.
Mm.
I warn you.
Opening in the IFI as an exclusive is God Help the Girl, Belle and Sebastian.
Who I know very little about, I must confess.
It's got Emily Browning in it.
Okay, I'm back in.
Yeah, there we go.
She's a fine actress.
She is. She is one of those ones that is... Like Eric Bana, just needs to get better roles.
Yeah, and she's had some really strange roles in some very strange films in the
Sucker
last number of years.
Oh.
Sucker Punch is awful, but you know, she was only
the
cast because
of
she was cast in that because she has the baby face and she has to play a character called Baby Doll.
Yeah.
And wear a short skirt.
She
that's
was
all that was.
Amazing in Lemony Snicket.
She's a fine young lead in Lemony Snicket.
Yeah.
Those kids, they made that film. Because Jim Carrey, you know, great enough, but he over-mugs it a bit at times.
Yeah, but that's what
it's
he's meant
Carrey.
To
so that's
do.
What you're
going to
get,
the
I
point
guess.
Of
yeah.
his character in
yeah,
his
but movie. They just make such a nice contrast to that. There's also another one she did, Sleeping Beauty, Australian erotic thriller
wasn't
drama.
A big fan of that film.
It's really strange.
It's not. There's something really awful about
it. It's just bad. It's just.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I completely agree.
It's bad.
It is just that bit too leery. It thinks it's saying something, but it is.
It's trying to be art, and it's not.
And it doesn't even have the courage of its ambitions either, because there's a kind of thing where you think some things are going to happen, and they
don't.
And then you go, "But really? Yeah, but really? Is that what? That's what we're saying is going to happen? No,
yeah.
No,
no, yeah." So,
but anyway, we come back to God Help the Girl.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how we're feeling about Emily Browning, really, isn't it?
Yeah, God help her. Yeah. No, the music will be good in this.
Yeah.
Because, Belle
as I say, I know very little about them. Hum me a tune.
I'm not doing that. No.
Now, I say that, but I did go see Mistaken for Strangers the other week. Now, I'm not a fan of The National, but that may change, because that film was bloody excellent.
There you go.
A fine portrait of fraternal relations, which got to me even though I'm an only child. What more can I say?
You're an only child?
Yeah.
That explains a hell of a lot.
Thanks very much.
That was the compliment.
I take it as I see fit.
Good.
So yes, that's God Help the Girl.
Yeah, well, it's Belle and Sebastian's frontman, Stuart Murdoch. He's directing, and it's his directorial debut. So, you know, musicians as directors is...
That's hit and miss, but this is getting good notices.
Yeah. I know, I'm interested in it. I'll check it out the weekend.
Before or after Guardians of the Galaxy for the 55th time?
After.
Oh, okay. Just check.
Well, you have Giles Nuttigan, who did What Maisie Knew. He's doing the cinematography. I mean, that's a nicely filmed.
That was actually quite a nice looking film.
Yeah.
It's not bad, actually, all told. I know some people don't like it. I dig it.
Yeah, so... Oh yeah, we'll check out the IFI exclusive God Help the Girls, so we'll check that one out. But then on the other end of the spectrum, Into the Storm, a film I do not want to see.
But you will.
I probably will.
I feel like this has been out already. We've been...
It's called Twister.
No, I mean,
you're
in terms
10.
Of...
or whatever the hell age you were.
Just the advertising has been relentless.
The whole thing is just... So, like, the trailers were just... And the TV spots are just... So digitized and so. If you're told me that was a computer game called Into the Storm coming out,
yeah,
I believe
it's
you.
Just nothing but tornadoes. Are there actual characters in this thing? Apparently,
the
so.
The tornadoes
it's a found
are the characters.
Thing.
It's not film footage. It's combined all of it. If it's in 3D, it's combined all my dislikes into one big pile.
I'd be surprised if it's not in 3D.
It's not in 3D, but
what?
It's directed by the director of Final Destination 5, Stephen Quayle.
Which is actually one
no
of the
relation.
Best.
I want to put quickly.
Quayle.
Quayle, alright. Just want to make that clear in case anybody was tarring me with that brush.
Actually, Final Destination 5, one of the better films in that franchise.
Three, if you're going for any of them, three is the one to go for. That's the one that involves the sunbed.
That is actually one of the best scenes in the franchise.
That is best death.
That film, that's delightfully nasty.
Yeah,
but
you could watch that. Yeah. Or you could watch a real film. Don't watch any of the Final Destination, they're all terrible.
No. First one's okay.
It's not.
And the fifth one actually has a few good scenes. And, may I say, great use of 3D. Because, you know, you get that giddy guts in the face kind of thing. That's what 3D was made for back in the day.
It was made originally for horror films. So,
there you go.
I'm out.
House of Wax being the one.
I don't think
if I had a mic, I'd be taking it off right now and disgusting throwing it on the table.
Anyway, Into the Storm stars Richard.
I'd have done that when you dissed Hannah.
Richard Armitage is in the lead, so getting away from
he
the
really
Hobbit.
Has no interest in appealing to anybody like me, does he? I find him a bland lead in the Hobbit movies. He's in this.
Oh, that's who
threat.
He is. Oh, God. Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but clearly the guy who's leading them should be Luke Evans. I'm sorry.
Luke Evans, yeah, that he.
Now there's a man with charm.
Yeah, well, we'll see when Dracula Untold comes out.
I'll forget that. I
bet you'd be brilliant.
It might not be, but it doesn't matter. I just want to see
Dracula
High Rise.
Begins.
I want to see High Rise.
Oh my God, how good is that look?
Ben Wheatley
with Tom Hiddleston, Luke Evans,
filmmaker.
Jeremy Irons. It's gonna be something.
Anyway, Into the Storm is out this week. Should you so desire, there are other better.
We don't.
One of the better films is out, and despite the fact that it is utterly bonkers and. It is.
And directed by Luc Besson.
Directed by Luc Besson, it makes absolutely no sense, but you won't care because it's just like Guardians. It's a fun film. Lucy,
Philip, you know all about fun films. Tell us all about.
I'm making such a grimace at Niall right now. You can't imagine. Stop talking about that. Let's move on to Lucy. Yes, this is the latest from Luc Besson, which. Is a phrase that fills me with dread after such dreck as The Family.
But in a kind of true stopped clock is right twice a day fashion, something has come up that actually might work and
it might
do. Be good.
Yeah.
It's Fifth Element bonkers. Now, in fairness, it is.
I hope it's better than Fifth Element.
So do I. If Chris Tucker's in this, I'll be very angry.
Chris Tucker is not.
That's my impression of Chris Tucker. I think you'll find it's very
I do
accurate.
Like him in Passion of the Christ 2, though.
We do have Morgan Freeman, though.
You're crazy, Jesus! You're crazy, man!
We have a considerable upgrade from Chris Tucker to Morgan Freeman.
That's
a very good
upgrade. That's not an upgrade. That's a complete...
New model.
And an upgrade in lead to Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Yeah. We have no Gary Oldman, though, so I'm very disappointed.
I can live with that because Scarlett...
What a year.
So far this year, we've had her.
Niall's favourite film, Under the Skin.
Under the Skin. This. And. What? Wow.
Captain America Winter Soldier.
She had that as well. Huge hit.
Very good film.
And of course, she'll be back for the Avengers.
I did see Captain America Winter Soldier, and I wasn't. It's
standard Marvel. But.
It's.
By the
some
by,
good stuff in it.
I rewatched it the other day.
Of course
you
did.
No. Stop it.
Moving on.
It's
Lucy.
Cookie cutter Marvel.
Lucy, yeah. The basic premise of it sees a woman drug smuggling and she gets beaten up by the gang that she's smuggling drugs for, and the drugs are released into her system and she can suddenly use 100% of her brain, gets telekinetic powers and all sorts of other malarkey, but you know.
It sounds like Limitless, but with more punches and ScarJo
and less
Robert De Niro. Although
is a good thing.
Oh,
he's fine in Limitless.
He's not great.
He's fine as his modern.
He's adequate. That's as much.
See,
as
that's
I can
why I'm sick of people saying when De Niro's adequate that he's good. He's not. He's just not. He's just not mediocre.
I didn't say fine.
We've had this conversation about several other films. He's just bad. He got an Oscar nomination for that.
For Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, God.
I still say Jackie Weaver getting a nomination was a bigger crime.
I'd agree. Yeah. I'd fight him to the death. The Oscar
I'd watch that.
So would I.
Winner would beat the loser to death with the Oscar.
Love of God, can we just talk
about
back
Lucy? To Lucy. Can I just say, can we have a film for just once where drug dealers don't double-cross the person and just actually get on with their business? Can we just do that just once? No.
Did you not get that memo?
No. Anyway, this sounds like
doesn't crackle. Matter when it leads to such hijinks as evidence in this the bonkers trailer for this thing. It looks like legitimate proper fun.
Yeah. So one of the great things about the film is at one point she's trapped inside in a prison cell, and she writes on the wall in Chinese. Somebody has translated what she's written on the wall, and it is nonsense. It's like just basically random Chinese words.
Is this with one eye in the Chinese market?
No, but they mean
Michael Bay is not a producer on this. I should point out.
How hard would it have been to get put a genuine Chinese person in to write on the wall?
Yeah,
in Chinese. Like, but they just wrote nonsense. It's like people who get the tattoos of a Chinese word and they wanted it to say hope and it says chicken noodle soup.
You deserve it for getting the word hope on your arm or whatever.
Yeah. Couldn't she just have written it in French? That would have been almost as impressive, and Luc Besson could have corrected her.
That's true. I'm delighted for Scarlett Johansson. She's fantastic, and she's one of the better things in the Marvel films, I think. I think she's high kicking and awesome.
Absolutely.
They need a Black Widow standalone.
They really do.
They do.
The excuses to not make it are getting tiresome.
They are.
And exhausting.
They are.
Get on that, Marvel, you lazy buggers.
Hello to Kevin Feige.
The other big release.
Joking.
Oh, good.
Jesus. Sorry, no.
I thought you mightn't have known.
Right. Anyway. The other big release this week, Dan, or at least they hope it's a big release, is 10 years too late, Sin City 2, A Dame to Kill For.
Well, as you say, nine. Let's be fair, nine.
9 years.
But, this is, of course, the follow-up to Sin City from Robert Rodriguez and Frank Miller as co-directors. I fail to see how this will be anything but more of the same.
It looks like more of the same. The press screening is tonight.
That's right.
Right now, as we're recording.
Yeah, Garoge will, he's reviewing this for us. But the only notable difference, of course, would be changes in cast. Josh Brolin is in for Clive Owen. Then you have new additions.
Is that an upgrade?
No, it's not. Owen, I thought Owen was very good in
He was Sin City. Quite good in Sin City.
I liked him in it a lot. Brolin could be good. I don't know. Brolin,
I think he's a good fit for the character.
He can be very good,
but he's not had a good run.
No, he really hasn't.
Between Labor Day and Old Boy, ooh.
But I did like Owen.
He's really bad as Thanos.
But
sorry.
I don't think that's his fault. That's the animators.
Did we see the still? Sorry, just kind of gone off point yet again. Did we see the still for Inherent Vice? With him and Joaquin Phoenix in it.
It's
painting. It's insane.
Those haircuts. It's all about the haircuts.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
But, besides that, you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Who else is new? Oh, Ava Green.
Ava Green and... Yes.
And her provocative poster.
Yes. She's great.
And
shockingly, she has a nude scene in it, which is...
I wonder if it's gratuitous and she gets beaten up at the end.
Par for the course with Eva, God love her. Jessica Alba as well.
Remember when she was the thing? Remember that?
No, she wasn't the thing. She was the Invisible Woman.
A thing. I mean...
Yeah, she was big for 5 minutes.
Actually, that was a very prolonged 5 minutes, dare I say.
She was in Dark Angel. I know you hate Cameron, but Dark Angel was really good.
I remember her in Dark Angel.
I do hate Cameron. Can I tell you how?
I'm not
going to get into it. Stop thinking it back to Cameron, though.
Quite crucially, for me at least, Mickey Rourke's back.
Yes.
The beating heart of that film.
He was.
Without
great.
Him, it's nonsense. It was Cobblers, anyway, to some degree, but really pretty stylish Cobblers.
Bruce Willis is.
Bruce Willis is not bad.
Decent in it.
Willis can be great given the right material.
I'm surprised at Sin City when I look back on it because, in spite of all that style slathered upon it, there are some good performances buried on there. Mickey Rourke, first and foremost.
Yes.
But also, I say, Bruce Willis. I find Elijah Wood is quite creepy despite having nothing to say.
Oh yeah, but if you want to see Elijah Wood creepy, watch
Maniac. That is fantastic.
Jesus,
yeah, I liked it. It's okay. I wasn't crazy about it. He's very good though.
He's excellent.
He has a new one called Open Window which out soon as well, which is also
he's kind of got this little kind of weird little segue in his career, hasn't he?
Sadly, I don't think he's back for this one.
No, he's not. No.
Rosario Dawson is, I think.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
I know a lot of fanboys would be happy about that.
This was a film. Sin City was a film that I was a certain age for when it came out.
Ditto.
You know, and it was like, whoa, this is that kind of visuals all impressed me, and to some degree, it's still well made.
Yeah.
But that kind of film, I'm not as enthused to see as it would have been a decade ago.
But
it could still be good.
I still have the fondness for the first film, even though it is style to spare. Not a lot to say, but it says it very loudly. If they can replicate that.
Yeah,
I don't expect them to improve on it, but you know, it could be a balls to the wall fun time for a couple of hours. And I say fun in the loosest possible sense.
We can hope it's not the Spirit.
Well, thank heavens, it couldn't be that bad.
At least the 20, 25 minutes I watched it before I turned it off.
Yeah, and there, and that was back in the day when filmmakers wasted ScarJo.
Yeah,
I watched all of that film and I wish I hadn't.
Somebody took over the team there. No,
it's a comic book movie, I had to watch.
Yeah,
hey, you, want a you want a good comic book movie with Samuel L. Jackson, rewatch Unbreakable. Like I did at the weekend.
Fine film.
It has problems, Avengers.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Unbreakable on this one.
I like Avengers.
I do too, but it's doing something different.
No, Unbreakable's fine.
Yeah.
Or go even forward back and watch Darkman. I really like Darkman.
Oh, yeah.
Darkman's great.
Yeah.
And has Liam Neeson. Hi, buddy.
It all comes round to Liam Neeson in the Lego
circle of life.
And the last new release.
And almost definitely the best.
Is the Dardenne Brothers 2 Days, One Night.
Yes.
Dardenne Brothers, Marion Cotillard. I've sold you, haven't I?
I'm in.
Well.
Ditto.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised that Philip is in on this particular one. I'm surprised he hasn't already seen it.
So am I, really. But it's out IFI, Lighthouse and Volta this weekend, and I can't wait.
Marion Cotillard, what more needs to be said?
What more needs to be said? She is one of the finest actresses working today. And
oh, especially when she works in French.
Absolutely.
But so, she's still one of the best things in Inception, for example. She's
yes,
great.
Indeed.
Absolutely fantastic.
But I would agree with Niall that in her native language, she's just...
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
So in this, she's playing a manager in a company who must convince the employees that rather than that they must take a pay cut or fire her, and she's trying to convince the employees not to fire her.
Over a weekend, I think it is.
Well, 2 days, one night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it could have been a midweek thing.
Who knows, Jay?
You know, I mean, like Wednesday and Thursday.
So, I think that setup sounds a bit forced, but other than that, count me in. Now, admittedly, I wasn't... Well, Maya and many other people weren't the biggest fans of the Dardenne's last one, the kid with the bike.
I liked it.
It was twee.
Yeah, but
it was
nice.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
It's not as memorable as Rosetta.
Rosetta's fantastic. It's the only other one I've seen.
Oh, L'Enfant.
I haven't seen L'Enfant.
Oh, that's devastating. Devastating.
Rosetta, I absolutely adored.
I'm really looking forward to this one. A lot of people were surprised that they didn't get their third Palme d'Or with this. They didn't get anything, actually.
I think at a certain point you should stop from winning Palme d'Ors. Because the same filmmakers
it hasn't stopped Mike Leigh trying.
I know. I had to give Xavier Dolan something, you know.
Yeah,
that's about time.
To change it up a little, I'm always very happy about that.
Yeah. In sum, 2 Days, One Night, probably our film of the week, shall we say?
No, I'm going What If, because I've seen it and it's really, really, really good.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
Might I say, I'm loving your Michael Kors this week, Jay.
Thank you.
I'm not giving them a film of the week to a film I haven't seen. That's just...
It's our recommendation.
Well, yeah, Dardenne's, yeah, so obviously.
There you go.
Yeah. Obviously.
But Lucy.
Yeah. Emma reviewed this for us on the site. Much like yourself, she had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, it's a good film.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that felt weird.
Yeah. So
I feel unusual.
I think we should go outside.
Moving on to the special section of the podcast.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm doing a little quiz.
Oh, good lord!
This is a curveball.
This is where I get found out now.
No,
finally, after 22 podcasts,
I didn't have time to prepare. I haven't done my homework.
I'm gonna get found out. I swear.
This is gonna be fun. So basically, this quiz is going to be about user reviews from Amazon, prompted by the one that I saw yesterday.
You showed
that
us that.
Fantastic. That was fantastic.
Yeah, which was it was a review of Only God Forgives, which said that this film is not about God or forgiveness. And they were upset and gave it one star.
They gave it one star. Admittedly, that's not much better. That's not much worse than the review I gave.
They were on the money, though, in the terms of stars, at least.
I give it an extra star for the
style. I'd take a half a star off, but anyway.
So you have to guess what the film is based on the review that people have left, and I will blank out if they mention the title. Okay?
Feel free to join in at
Do
home.
It. Yes.
So, this is...
Scun on the home game! Get on that, Niall, there's a franchise.
It's 2 to 4 players. Made by Mattel.
Mattel, those are the days.
Yeah. Made by Hasbro, again, Transformers, Mike.
No.
More than meets the eye.
So... Didn't realize it was all subtitles, or would not have purchased. Not into multitasking while trying to relax and watch a movie.
That could be any film in subtitles.
But I imagine it has to do something with a bit of broad appeal. Amelie?
No.
The White Ribbon.
Right, so the majority the majority of these reviews come from America.
Well,
it's from Amazon.com.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so.
Well, that one definitely did.
Yeah. So this is a major American studio release.
Snowpiercer.
Subtitles.
That wasn't in English.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
Aye.
Yes. Okay, you're playing against one of
them. Nah, we're a team.
Go team!
But I will crush you.
One of the greatest films of the last 10 years got one star for being interesting but never solved.
Zodiac.
Yes. You're very quick on that one.
That was good.
I saw that one actually. Someone put it up on the internet. It's been all over.
At least you didn't admit it.
Yeah.
Why on God's green earth does any director need to show two dudes making out?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
I love Brokeback Mountain.
I hate independent film festivals. Oh, just a load of gay cowboys eating pudding. Thank you, South Park.
I don't know how.
You're
to
not wrong.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know how to make it speak English, if it even can.
Oh, those damn fiddly DVD extras.
One of the breakout hits of last year.
Last year.
Yep, sequel was out this year.
21 Jump Street.
Speak English.
Ah, oh, okay. My brain's not working.
I don't know. Do tell. What?
The Raid.
I don't want that film speak English. The Raid 2. I want that not speaking at all.
Right.
Too much speaky.
One of the all-time great directors, one of his best films. For me, it was like the old silent films, but in colour and with sound.
Hugo.
Would not recommend this movie to anyone that was in their right mind.
That's not a good film.
I like you.
I don't.
It's one of his most iconic films from one of cinema's best directors, who will shortly have a retrospective in the lighthouse.
Oh, it's like an old Barry Lyndon.
Nope, it's in colour and with sound.
Clockwork Orange.
A Clockwork Orange, yes.
How do they arrive at that?
Well, it's the Andy Burgess type of speak, isn't it? Like, you know, in
silent. So you're writing intertitles. It's a sin! It's a sin!
This movie is based on the idea that there exists true love. This is not true at all. Men and women, and especially men, are interested in basically one thing, and that one thing is sex. Once the sex gets boring, people move on. That is why there are so many breakups and divorces. We really need to get more realistic movies that investigate sex and sexuality. This movie was crap.
Aguirre, the Wrath of God. I have When Harry Met Sally.
No.
It's got to be something romantic.
It is romantic.
Well, obviously it's got to be something romantic, but it's what on earth? This is more about the reviewer than anything else. It's got to be something romantic. That sounds so stupid.
It's got a comedic actor playing it straight and an English rose.
Eternal Sunshine. Spotless Mind.
Eternal Sunshine. Spotless Mind. I used the word rose deliberately there.
Well
done.
Possibly the best film of a multi Academy Award winning director and writer.
Ooh.
I remember seeing this in 77 when it came out, and being a 7-year old kid at the time, this was not the movie for me. Haha, needless to say, I fell asleep and woke up when it was over. Even my mom thought it was lame anyway. X does not know how to make good movies anyway. Okay, I said my piece.
Close Encounters.
No.
Jaws.
No.
Is it him?
No.
Taxi Driver?
No.
Seven years old?
That was a far off.
It's a director who likes to star in his own films.
Right. Oh, Rocky?
No.
No, he didn't direct the first one. I really should know this, shouldn't I?
Considered to be one of the all-time greats, multi-Academy Award.
Annie Hall.
Yes.
Ah. Again, what's a 7-year-old doing watching that? Of course he's going to fall asleep.
This one is for me.
Well.
You'll get it almost immediately. I got this thinking it was Lucy, her new movie. Huge mistake.
Did you write that?
Niall wrote this.
I never choose to put this kind of content in my mind. Yuck, yuck, and again, yuck. Saw a few minutes, and that was even a few minutes too many. Fortunately, the little I saw was hard to see because it looks like it was shot without enough lighting. Nothing inspiring or fun or worth spending time with. Period. But to each his own, think whatever you want.
That is a review of the best film of the year so
yes.
far.
Myself has done the best film of the year so far, Under the Skin.
Not Niles, by any long shot, but see it yourself.
We're hoping he didn't write that.
Actually, there's an experiment. If anybody is listening, go rent or buy. I would advocate buying. It's an investment. Under the Skin. Do let us know what you think. Tweet us at sconon_com.
Yes. Okay, this movie is just 2 hours of the director / actor rambling on about something or other, probably homosexuality. And I for one, was
Top Gun.
I was more impressed with Part 3 because it had Mr. T.
Rocky!
Hey!
I could agree about Rocky 2. That splash around in the sea definitely, they could be on something.
This, my favorite film of this year, right? It was filthy. The preview did not reveal sexual content or language that made my Marine son blush.
No wonder
we
you
could not
it.
Finish this movie.
Filthy.
Right? Yeah. What do you think my favorite film of this year is?
It wasn't Nymphomaniac, was it?
Right. The review is completely wrong.
Okay. Okay.
About the filth?
About the yes.
How to Train Your Dragon 2?
Nope.
I don't know. That's
live action.
Well.
So not animated. Set in a place where people serve other people and provide accommodation for
Grand Budapest Hotel.
That's it.
It wasn't that filthy.
There's
a couple of suggestions that young Ray Fiennes is having his way with old women, but that's about it.
I go to bed with all my friends.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. Okay.
I've been a big fan of Ray for years. Trust me, I've been working on that.
I can't believe this smut is passing for kids' programming nowadays. This is Illuminati brainwash Obama garbage. Wow. Right?
Where do you begin with
most successful animated film of all time?
Finding Nemo.
No.
Oh, what replaced it? Oh, I know.
Frozen.
Ah!
One of the greatest films of all time. The video was lousy. I would not have bothered had I known. I shall not buy VHS anymore. Yuck. 1 star.
Anything?
It is the BF... No, it is the... Critics or that.
Oh, the Sight and Sound
Poll. Sight and Sound Poll's number one film.
Vertigo. Again, though, that could have been anything. Of course, you shouldn't buy VHS anymore. Well, no, that's not fair.
It's such a
cutesy little forward format. I grew up on it. We all
right?
did.
I don't get why this movie is critically acclaimed. Play the Wii game instead. These people were mean, nasty gangsters, so why doesn't anyone be like them?
The Godfather.
I made over
isn't
my
it?
Head.
It's the Godfather.
It's the Godfather.
Mean, nasty people. You make them enough. You're mean.
These are absolute idiots.
You're just doing this to boil our blood.
I'm
going to
go home furious now. I hope you're happy now.
Here's what.
Punch people.
Every actor and director of this movie.
Okay, there's your first problem, Sherlock.
Hollywood, the header was Hollywood Communist Party. Every actor and the director of this movie, Joss Whedon, are car-carrying members of the anti-America Hollywood Communist Party.
Oh, God. I knew that Iron Man. He's red to the core.
They painted a guy in the American flag and somehow they're committing their communists.
Because he turned into a pussy. He has to work as part of a team all of a sudden. And the guy with the long hair, I mean, come on!
Right.
And a girl!
One of the best experiences that you will have at a cinema ever, right? I loved this movie when it hit movie theaters back in the 1980s. I was very disappointed with the DVD. It was not the movie. All of it was bogus and unnecessary commentary laid over a classic piece of performing arts. The ceaseless drivel totally ruined this classic live music performance. I would very much like to get the original movie and not this dubbed nonsense.
Someone needs to switch the commentary track off Stop Making Sense.
Yes.
Which is absolutely one of the finest theatre-going experiences you will ever have. It's the best concert movie ever. Yeah, I said
it. You did say it.
Right.
I'm saying it again.
Keep saying it.
Not now.
One of the best films to be released within this calendar year, but for all intents and purposes, one of last year's films, rapidly becoming soft porn with an R rating and Spike Lee. I should have known better. Right.
It's 12 Years a Slave, isn't
no,
it?
It's not directed by Spike Lee. Right.
Was that right?
No.
Oh.
Say it again.
Rapidly becoming soft becomes soft porn with an R rating and Spike Lee. I should have known.
It's Spike Lee.
Yes.
Or no. Is it Old Boy? It's no. Not directed by him.
No, no.
Oh.
Lose the Lee bit.
Her.
Her.
You could not get two more disparate directors than Spike Lee and Spike Jones. That's magnificent.
All the Spikes here.
Or as we know them, Jay.
Hey. Very good.
Oh, here's one. Right. Charging for a free movie on other sites. Right? 5 minutes after renting this, I saw it was free on a monthly site. What's up with that? And Amazon. The movie was okay, but the sequel is out now, so what's the point?
Oh, somebody get that man a Horlicks and put him to bed.
It was 21 Jump Street. This one. This is a horrific film. I had a very difficult time playing with myself to it. It was that bad. Don't waste your time.
Is that the other person who hates Under the Skin?
No, Spring Breakers again.
He's not trying hard enough, clearly.
Oh, move on. That's horrible. That's really horrible.
5-star review for absolutely appalling sequel to a film that nobody wants to see, where the title character goes to Amsterdam. This movie was funny from start. Everybody that thinks this movie is homophobic must be homos or against other beliefs because this movie is good.
Is it Juice Bigelow?
It is Juice Bigelow.
Juice Bigelow's second one is very good.
Gigolo.
I liked it. It made me laugh. It's terrible, but it made me laugh.
Out, I cast the out. The power of Christ compels you.
Rob,
anything.
Rob Schneider.
He's the Stapler. We're the PG-13. South Park has informed a lot of our humour here
really
this evening.
It.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
good old Adam Sandler does it again, and this time as a father. If you have an annoying sister, this will be an entertaining movie.
Jack and Jill. Jack and bloody on my Facebook page today, it cropped up a recommended page, Netflix, and it's advertising Jack and Jill, now available on Netflix.
Why would you advertise that?
Because people might actually want to see just how bad it is.
I don't.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard Pacino's actually pretty good in it.
I'll never find out.
Oh no, I'm not going to watch that. So here's one of them, right? So I'm not a huge fan of this movie, but I don't agree with the review. I only watched a few minutes during the middle part of this film. I forced my boyfriend to change the channel because it was so terrible that I couldn't stand it anymore. I love my boyfriend and we've been dating for 2.5 years, but I really consider breaking up with him if he was going to make me endure any more of this. Luckily for him, he turned the channel. The film is Idiocracy.
I like Idiocracy.
I haven't seen Idiocracy, but from what I've heard, I think she's being a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Mind you, I could see why that kind of material might not appeal to people.
People might take it at face value, doesn't they?
They might think it's a documentary.
Yeah.
This movie was just dumb. Come on. Blank and blank as twins. Give me a break.
That may be the best review of anything I've ever heard.
This is like when McBain did a stand-up movie in the Simpsons. That's the joke.
I don't think you can top that one. I think that's a perfect finishing point right there.
Oh, this is why we do what we do, isn't it?
That's great.
All right, we will leave it there for this
on
week
that bombshell.
On that beautiful review of the extraordinary film Twins.
Yeah.
Good night and good luck.
Thank you and good night. Fantastic.